A cure for the king's hiccups. The king is with the queen, Pembridge, and his servants in the dining room. On a table, there is a lot of jub-jub fruit, and there are also some turnips and cabbages.
Mmm. You know, Pembridge, this jub-jub fruit is absolutely delicious.
But, sir, we planted 10,000 jub-jub trees, and the people can only eat cabbage and turnips.
I'm the queen, and I can only eat cabbage and turnips.
I know. Ah, it's wonderful to be king.
The guards enter with the children, the wizard, and the witch. Some villagers also come in.
I thought I told you to take them to prison, chief guard. That silly witch and wizard, too.
But we can cure your hiccups, sir.
Nobody could cure my hiccups, boy.
Yes, we can.
She takes a glass of water from the table.
You must put your head between your knees, sir, and drink this glass of water.
The king is not sure. He looks at Pembridge and the chief guard and the queen in turn. They each say yes with their heads. Yes. The king takes the glass of water, sits down, takes off his crown, and puts his head between his knees. He drinks the water with difficulty. While the king drinks, all the others clap together and say,
Drink it down! Drink it down! Drink it down!
The king stands up. Everyone comes around to see if he's cured. Rory and Gemma look very worried.
I think... Yes, it worked. I'm cured.
But then the king gives a very loud hiccup.
The king's hiccups are back.
Oh, sir, poor sir.
Pembridge rubs the king's stomach.
The king has hiccups. No one knows why. Someone must stop him, or maybe he'll die.
Lie down, my dear.
The king starts to lie down.
No, sir. Stand over here.
The king starts to stand up.
No, sit on this chair.
The king starts to sit down.
Open the windows. The king needs more air.
Stop. My hiccups have passed.
Ah.